Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, do we have the Chris Ballard audio?
Oh, we have it, babe.
My God. He was none too happy about reports from sources about their wide receiver selection, Adonai Mitchell.
Yeah, Chris
out
Ballard.
Of Texas.
The Indianapolis Colts GM, by the way.
Yes. He apparently there were reports about Adonai Mitchell. The one that stood out to me, because I think there was one, like the whole character issues, but the other concern was that he doesn't manage his diabetes too well. That was one of the concerns about Adonai Mitchell, is that he doesn't take care of his diabetes as well as he should, apparently. That was one of the things going around.
It's a pretty big concern.
I mean,
20-year-old likes to eat sugar. I'm shocked.
Yeah, so that was one of the apparently two things that concerned GMs about him, which led to some sort of drop. And Chris Ballard was none too happy about it. Where do we got this? Is it on the Sports Sunday page there? If you want to fire it off for me, Jordan.
I don't know. I mean, I read some of the bullshit that was said on TV. I mean, just the typical, excuse my language.
Sorry.
Our typical league. Unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bullshit. I mean, it's bullshit. Like, put your name on it. I'm tired of, we tear these young men down. These are 21, 22 young men. And if people out there can tell me they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. It's crap. This is a good kid. And, you know, for those reports to come out, like, you know, I said it last year. It's bullshit. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm sorry.
For language. I don't, but I do.
How many was that? Was that 6 or 7?
At least 6. I think
love
7.
It. I love it. Dude. It's okay to be passionate.
He was clearly not happy about that, about the unnamed sauces talking about Adonai Mitchell, which, Jordan, I know you've had your feelings announced about this. I get it. I get why people are like, dude, put your name on it. Like, if you're going to say something, why don't you like stand behind it and say who you are and, you know, what you are saying.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I do get the side of it as, like, if you are a journalist, being like, so wait, as long as I don't tell people who you are and your name and position or whatever, you're literally going to tell me everything?
Whatever. If I say it's like, oh, on
yeah,
record.
If you don't say it's me, then yeah, I'll tell you everything that is happening in this room, what we're saying about this kid. You know, like, it's like, well, all right, if that's the case, then yeah, I won't do it. I mean, because then also the journalist who's trying to get their access, if you do put their name on it after they say, no, don't, then you're going to burn bridges. It's like, it's a tough game to play on the journalistic side of things, but I definitely obviously get Chris Ballard's side of it, especially when it comes to, yeah, 21, 22 year old kids that are trying to make the NFL and trying to get drafted at a higher spot. And then because of reports of him not being able to manage his diabetes, like that is what makes him drop and lose out on money and opportunities. And so I get it. Can we play it one more time? Because I do want to hear, I do want to count how many beeps are in there. It sounds like Jerry Springer or something.
I don't know. I mean, I read some of the bullshit that was said on TV. I mean, just the typical, excuse my language, our typical league, unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bullshit. I mean, it is. It's bullshit. Like, put your name on it. I'm tired of, we tear these young men down. These are 21, 22 young men. And if people out there can tell me they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. It's crap. This is a good kid. And, you know, for those reports to come out, like, you know, I said it last year. It's bullshit. I'm sorry. I apologize
Six.
For the language. I don't, but I do.
Yeah, I love it.
I love, yeah, that last part. Yeah. I apologize for language.
Sorry about all the curse words, but I'm not sorry at all.
But I'm going to keep cursing.
Yeah.
Man, that's funny. I will say I am staunchly on the side of Chris Ballard, but I am not on the side of his if he, like, is one of those anonymous sources that you're kind of talking about. So if he uses the media, because this is one of my biggest things in sports, or just really...
I do get the side of it as, like, if you are a journalist, being like, so wait, as long as I don't tell people who you are and your name and position or whatever, you're literally going to tell me everything?
Whatever. If I say it's
like, oh,
on
yeah,
the record.
If you don't say it's me, then yeah, I'll tell you everything that is happening in this room, what we're saying about this kid. You know, like, it's like, well, all right, if that's the case, then yeah, I won't do it. I mean, because then also the journalist who's trying to get their access, if you do put their name on it after they say, no, don't, then you're going to burn bridges. It's like, it's a tough game to play on the journalistic side of things, but I definitely obviously get Chris Ballard's side of it, especially when it comes to, yeah, 21, 22 year old kids that are trying to make the NFL and trying to get drafted at a higher spot. And then because of reports of him not being able to manage his diabetes, like that is what makes him drop and lose out on money and opportunities. And so I get it. Can we play it one more time? Because I do want to count how many beeps are in there. It sounds like Jerry Springer or something.
I don't know. I mean, I read some of the bullshit that was said on TV. I mean, just the typical, excuse my language, our typical league, unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bullshit. I mean, it is. It's bullshit. Like, put your name on it. I'm tired of, we tear these young men down. These are 21, 22 young men. And if you can, if people out there can tell me they don't, they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. It's crap. This is a good kid. And, you know, for that, for those reports to come out, like, you know, my, I said it last year. It's bullshit. I'm sorry. I apologize for the language. I don't, but I do.
I love it.
I love, yeah, that last part. I apologize for language.
Sorry about all the curse words, but I'm not sorry
keep,
at all.
But I'm going to keep cursing.
Yeah.
Man, that's funny. I will say I am staunchly on the side of Chris Ballard, but I am not on the side of his if he, like, is one of those anonymous sources that you're kind of talking about. So if he uses the media, because this is one of my biggest things in sports, or just really reporting in general. Anonymous sources, if you are proud to be proven wrong, I feel like you should have to be outed. You should be, your name should be put out there. It's like, this is the person that gave me the wrong information.
Like, that's the rule. It's like, hey, this source was incorrect, so therefore, this is the name and of the person.
Credibility is important.
And that would kind of absolve.
You made me look stupid, yeah. So now I'm calling you out. Hey, this is the guy who told me this. And you can go to him now.
A source can be anybody.
Exactly.
A source doesn't have to be even a reliable source.
Yeah.
It can be hey, I work in the trainer's room and I know he doesn't take his insulin every 6 to 8 hours like he's supposed to. It's like, I missed it that day or something else. So it can be, they don't even have to be, it could be the janitor of whomever cleans their dorm that said that stuff, or it can be so. And that's the kind of the cold part about sources. Like,
hey, don't put my name on it.
I don't know nobody named
but
sources.
He has poopy underwear lying around all over the locker room.
No,
okay.
but
oh,
if
man,
Chris
he doesn't
Ballard...
wipe himself. He should probably be, shouldn't be a first round pick.
Skidmark Steve.
You know what? I bet you in the next decade we're going to see a story about a professional athlete like that. But if Chris Ballard is using these and doing what he's saying on the other side of this, in 6 months come training camp, he starts to put a couple of rumors out there, like all GMs probably do. It's like, all right, bro. Put your money where your mouth is and don't practice that, please. Actually do what you preach and avoid using the media to just skirt real reporting rules. And just, oh, crap. I hate when people try to craft their own narratives. I hate it.
Ian Rappaport here with a report on why this left tackle is sliding down the draft boards. Ian, what do you got for him? Yeah, poopy pants, Tom. He apparently does not wipe as well as he should, and
doesn't
he stinks.
Go front to back, and because of that, and doesn't do the courtesy.
His ass
back
just
to forward,
straight up stinks, Tom. Back to you.
Shows he doesn't have a lot of self-discipline.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.